Hello, friends. Welcome to the second episode of Blue Jays Mike. And my name is David, and this is the first time I'll be doing play-by-play about the Jays during the weekends, and this will be the trend moving forward. So I'll be doing play-by-play on the Jays throughout the regular season. But right now, it's the top of the ninth. Blue Jays lead 5-4. And we have a new pitcher on the mound. I don't know his first name, but his last name is Marsh. And he throws a pitch that's right down the middle for strike one. Right down the middle for strike one. So this guy looks like he is trying to finish this inning as soon as he can. And he throws another pitch that is down there, but it's a ball. And he throws another pitch that's down there for a ball. So it's 2-1 right now to count. And the pitch again to from Marsh to Fields is fouled back to the right side. So it's now 2-2 to count. Marsh looking at the pitcher. I mean, the catcher's mitt, the windup, the pitch is grounded to the first baseman who gloves it, spins, and tags out field for the first out of the ninth inning. So, there's one out here in the ninth inning, top of the ninth, and the next batter is Grottero. I don't even know how to say his name properly. Grottero. I like his stance. I like his batting stance. He looks like a power hitter. And the pitch by Marsh is in there for a strike. Low and inside. 0-1 to count. The pitch again is swung on and miss. Swung on and miss by Grottero. So it's now 0-2. This guy looks like he's trying to hit a home run. He's pretty aggressive at the plate. And again, the pitch is swung on and foul. But this time it's foul, so it's 0-2 to count. Yeah, this Grottero guy looks like an aggressive hitter. It looks like he's trying to hit a home run all the time. And that pitch, again, is fouled off to the left side. It's still 0-2. Yeah, I mean, he looks like someone who just wants to hit it out of here. But the pitch by Marsh is, this time, is down low. 1-2 to count. Grottero with the stance looking at Marsh, and the pitch by Marsh is swung on and miss. He strikes out, so that's the second out of the top of the ninth inning. Man, that guy really wanted to hit it out of here. He's a pretty intense hitter, so, unfortunately, he was called out. And the batter now is Loveless, who takes a pitch that's down and low, but is called a ball. 1-0. 1-0 to count to Loveless. This guy, on the other hand, looks like a patient batter. You know, he takes another pitch that's down low, but inside. 2-0. This guy doesn't look like a power hitter. He looks like Juan Pierre in some ways. He looks like a slap hitter. But he's once again patient, and the pitch downstairs is low. 3-0 to count. So Loveless is pretty patient right now. Oh, but he swings on a pitch that's right down the middle. Oh, but it's caught in left field. Is it caught? No, wait. No, it's been... No, it was trapped by the left fielder who traps the ball and throws it back to the shortstop. So that's a RBI double by Loveless, but it looks like the left fielder right now is slowly getting up. And it looks like he may be hurt because that was a pretty rough dive into the grass. And let's see how he's doing right now. He's slowly getting back up. Let's see if he needs any medical attention. I mean, you see Joe Girardi out there talking to him. You see a trainer, the Yankees trainer out there too. So, oh, but he looked, but he's fine. He's fine. He's walking back to the left field. He's circling around, and Joe Girardi and the trainer is heading back to the dugout. So, he's fine. Good for him. Blue Jays right now still lead 5-4, top of the ninth. One man on second with two outs. That one man is Loveless. I love his name, Loveless. And the batter right now is Heidit. Man, these spring training games, like, seriously. I don't even know, like, the names of these players. But let's see how he does in his at-bat here. And he takes a ball that is inside. Curveball that's inside, but is called a ball. 1-0. 1-0 to count. Marsh with the pitch is down and low. Looks like it hit the strike zone, but it didn't. It was down and low. It sunk below the strike zone for a ball. So that's 2-0 to count. Marsh again throws a pitch that looked like a curveball, but it went a little too high. So it is 3-0 to count. 3-0 to count to Heidit. Is that how you say his name? I hope I'm saying it right. But that pitch is down the middle, outside, strike one. So, yeah. So Marsh just threw a strike. It was an okay pitch. Didn't look bad. 3-1 to count. The wind up, the pitch. Whoa! Oh! Wow! That's amazing. I'm not a Yankee apologist, but that pitch was hit right back at the glove of Marsh. I mean, he just spears it and walks off the mound for the third out of the ninth inning. So, bottom of the ninth right now, we're heading to the Blue Jays lead 5-4. Wow. Right now we're on commercial break. I mean, geez, that was a pretty play. I mean, what? It's pretty good stuff right there. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of intense doing play-by-play, you know? It's really fast-paced, you know? It doesn't feel like it when you watch the game, but when you start to describe the plays and the pitches and the at-bats and, you know, the spectacular plays, the spectacular defenses, etc. I mean, it's pretty fast paced. You know, it's not the same as watching baseball, where you can just sit back and relax. Man, this will take some getting used to. You know, it's I sounded pretty nervous, you know, at calling some of the plays, but I'll feel more comfortable later. I think I just need a little more practice. Yeah, I just think I need a little more practice. I mean, after all, this is the first time I'm doing play-by-play. It's pretty fun so far. I like it. You know, that's why I came up with this podcast. That's why it's Blue Jays Mike. Because we're doing weekly play-by-play of the Toronto Blue Jays during the regular season. And during spring training as well, whenever I feel like it. So, but definitely weekly play-by-play during the weekend, during the regular season. So bottom of the ninth right now. You know, Yankees are up at bat. Biagini is on the mound for the Blue Jays, and he throws a pitch that is lying foul to the left side. Joe Biagini. I don't know how to say his last name. Oh, these spring training games, these players. There's a lot of different names. And the pitch is right past the second baseman into center field for a base hit. It was a high chopper that just, you know, went over the second baseman and into center field for a base hit. I mean, that play looked like it was, you know, it was going to be an out, but it went past the second baseman and into center field for a base hit. So, one man on board, bottom of the ninth, Blue Jays lead 5-4, no outs. And the batter now is Castillo, who takes a pitch that is down low. Wilkin Castillo taking that pitch for a ball. 1-0. The count. 1-0 the count. Biagini with the set. And the pitch is bunted. Bunted foul. 1-1 the count. I mean, that bunt was, it looked kind of lame. It looked like it was never going to be in play. It was going to be foul anyway, so I wasn't sure what Castillo was doing there. I think he was just trolling Biagini. But the pitch by Biagini, again, is fouled off to the left side. 1-2 the count. 1-2 the count. Castillo taps his bat at home plate. And Biagini with the set and the pitch. Whoa! Whoa! That pitch was right down the middle and away outside. But it looked like a ball. And that pitch was called a strike. So Castillo strikes out. I wasn't sure if that was even a strike, because that was tailing outside of strike zone, but Castillo's out, so that's the first out of the bottom of the ninth. And the next pitcher now is Torelis, who fouls it off to the right side and into the stands. Strike one. Man, that pitch to Castillo, that strike three call. Wow, I'm still pretty hung up by that at bat. But it's time to move on, you know, because right now Torelis is at bat. He gets a new bat, it looks like, and he goes back to the plate, looks at Biagini, who is throwing a pitch that is grounded to the third baseman who bobbles it, throws it to first, but is not in time. Not in time. So Torrellis gets a hit. That could be an error. Let's see if that was an error. Huh. Doesn't look like it. So it looks like it's an infield grounder. For a base hit, I guess. Yeah, I guess so. I could be wrong. Let's see what the official score is, if there is an official score. If not, then it's a base hit. And right now, Ref Snyder's at bat. Ref Snyder swings and fouls it off to the left side. 0-1 to count. So bottom of the ninth inning, Blue Jays lead 5-4. Two man on board, first and second. Biagini is in a tough spot right now, but he looks calm. And the pitch is right down the middle. Right down the middle to Ref Snyder. 0-2 to count. So that was a pitch that could have gave the Yankees the lead or at least tied the game, but Ref Snyder didn't hit the ball, so it's a strike down the middle, and the curveball by Biagini is tailing outside, almost gets through the catcher, but he's able to block the ball, and the count now is 1-2. 1-2 to count to Ref Snyder, who fixes his glove, twirls his bat, and swings this one to right field, and it's caught by number 72, who throws it back to number 86, the shortstop, for the second out of the inning. So, just to recap, bottom of the ninth inning, two outs. Blue Jays are leading the Yankees by a score of 5-4. And the batter now is the center fielder Williams, who's 1-for-1 today. So he has a .500 batting average. Overall, this spring, he hasn't gotten much at bats. Let's see how he does against Biagini, who throws a pitch that is down and low. Down and low. Ball one. And it looked like Williams swung at that ball, but the third base umpire said no. He did not swing, so it's 1-0. And the pitch by Biagini is, oh, it's down the middle. Could have been called a strike. I mean, literally, it was right down the middle, okay? Like, right down the middle. Could have been a strike. But instead, it's a ball, so the count now is 2-0 to Williams, who doesn't swing at that ball, but it's called a strike. So it's 2-1 right now to Williams. 2-1 to count. You could tell by Williams' like batting stance that he's trying to tie the game. He's trying to swing that ball to right field for a base hit. But he takes that pitch again. Takes that pitch that could be called a strike, but instead is called a ball. So it's now 3-1 to count. 3-1 to count to Williams. Let's see how Biagini. Let's see how he responds. Oh! Oh! He throws a pitch and is lined into right field for a base hit. Now, did the Yankees tie it? Yes, they did tie it. They did tie it. Oh, it's 5-5. Oh my goodness. Man. It just, man, it, oh my gosh, it, the ball bounces off of the first baseman's glove and into right field for a base hit. I mean, just looking at the replay now, it's, that's a really close play. He could have, if he just squeezed his glove a little tighter, he could have caught that ball, but instead, it bounces off his glove and it ricochets into right field for a base hit. The Yankees tie it. You know, it's now 5-5, and yeah, it's quite disappointing because I thought the Blue Jays, the Blue Jays would win, but instead, the next batter, Cosma, lines it into center field for a base hit, and the Yankees win. The Yankees win. They come back in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Blue Jays by a final score of 6-5. That's a really disappointing loss. I mean they were leading 5-4, you know, heading into the ninth, and man, the Blue Jays blew it. Unfortunately, the Blue Jays lost. Man, that's a tough loss to swallow. On the other hand, it is a spring training game, so it's okay. It doesn't mean anything. Yankees win by a final score of 6-5. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. There you have it. That's the ball game. So that's also the second episode of Blue Jays Mike. Tune in next week for another episode, unless I tell you otherwise, but you will know that for sure ahead of time. So until next time, talk to you soon. Go Jays!